Yes. Really interesting story, which is so you know, it gives you the worst and the best of football, yeah. I think, in one story, doesn't it, Derek?
Yeah, Sheffield fundraiser. Well, Rangers Football Club are recently down at Hillsborough to take on Sheffield Wednesday in a pre-season friendly. John Burkhill raises money for McMillan Cancer. He was standing outside, and now we know McMillan Cancer Care, they're sort of dressed in green fundraisers and what have you. A couple of... Well, John Burkhill will tell the story, but he was accosted by a few Rangers supporters thinking he was a Celtic fan and that sort of thing. But then the Rangers supporters clubbed together, raised over £4,000, took him up to a game at the weekend against Hibs. I think he would have raised a lot more up there as well. I'm not too sure how much he raised, but... So an incredible show of support from the Rangers fans to club together and turn what was a sorry situation into a positive, heartwarming one.
Yeah, exactly. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Very well. How are you?
Not so bad. You know what I mean? Not so bad. Now I come back from Glasgow. They're great lads up there. When I can understand what they were saying.
That's good news. That's good news. So, John, Derek sort of told us what happened during that friendly. But from your point of view, you were mistaken for a Celtic fan.
Yeah, but I did got the green wig on. You see, and I walked up a road in Sheffield called Pennington Road, and Wednesday's reported and handed all that pub what they normally have the thing you watch it saying. Because you had to cross out coaches at Holland Dogshite, so sorry, mistake me. I think it's a Celtic fan, you know what I mean? But I got a bit of a banter, as you like. If you're a bit of one or two, want a bit, you know what I mean? You get them like that. The majority were absolutely brilliant, they're lovely lads, you know what I mean? They were second behind it, were marvellous, it really were. But you want to talk, what a bit to. We've got them all on, no matter where you go, whichever football game you've got.
Well, that's true, yeah. Yeah, there's always one, isn't there? There's always one or two.
Yeah.
But then this supporters group, Club 1872, invited you up, and, you had a fantastic weekend up there.
Oh, it was brilliant. I mean, I missed the Wednesday game, but, I mean, the grandson took pram off for the like, and they explained it, what was happening. I went up, and I cannot... put it into words just what them lads up there in Rangers did. They're Rangers fans. I mean, I've not a long time since seen grown men cry, and they made me cry as well because they were shoving money in that bucket left, right, and centre. And they all wanted a photo, and they said it was marvellous what you're doing. They've got the problems up there like everyone else, but they made me so welcome. I couldn't believe that the true Rangers fans. It was just an odd 1% or maybe. 2%, perhaps, but the rest of them are absolutely brilliant. I can't put it in words. I mean, it made me cry. I'm not ashamed to say that. It made me cry. Took me a long time to understand what
he
was saying, right?
But once we got that, we're all right. John, when you were presented, I see, with a cheque of over 4,000 when you were up there. Have you sort of counted, do you know how much money you might have raised over the weekend?
Exactly how much it is now, because Mike Malish, I'm kidding. So they took it all the wholesale up in buckets, like. So, I mean, it's they're counting it now. They're going to let us know how much it is when it's all in, but... The £4,000 it is presented at the cheque, a big cheque that you've got to send down here, but they've also started fund line on red, I don't know, I can't, it's 70-odd year off, it can't go up like that, so they've got that to add up and as well, and whatever in the bucket, I can't even hazard a guess at it, but they were shoving money in left, right and centre, and some of these lads up there, the lads were my age, 70s and 80s, you know what I mean? They were absolutely out of this world. I mean, it was taking selfies and, it was marvellous. It really was a wonderful, wonderful day I had up there, you know what I mean? It was really marvellous. Really marvellous supporters. Terrific.
I'm reading here, John, was your grandson Daniel up there with you as well?
No, my son took me up there. My grandson took the pram off up there. I took number 2 pram up there. This isn't marathons, what I do. Yeah. I've got 2 times. One I go in, I shove all over the place, and one I take marathons like Great North Run, London Marathon, and all these, what I go in at weekends. So I took that one up there. I made sure I got Scottish flag flying, and I'll tell you that. on this, but I was dressed in green, just as I normally am with Mike Millen, you see, because And I must have said, I don't know how they follow up there, but one or two at Celtic supporters, I probably, going back a few years now, when we used to watch Wednesday and United, supporters were like that. If Wednesday were away, they went and watched United. If United were to win, they went and watched that. So I'm sure that happens in Glasgow just the same. And they were coming up to me and talking to me as well. Some of the Burnley supporters, when they were playing, they come on and spoke to me. It was absolutely marvellous day, it really was. It made me so welcome, you couldn't believe.
You've been fundraising for a number of years, John. Have you sort of totaled how much you've raised over those years? How many races and that sort of thing you've completed?
Well, my ambition was always to raise £1 million for Macmillan. I have fundraised for a lot of other charities, different charities, right away from way back as far as 1970s and 80s. And my other ambition is to complete 1,000 races. And I stand at 989. I'm looking at my book now. 989.
Wow.
So I'm thinking Great North Run On. Great North Run On again this year for 20-odd time. And I should be doing it with my pram. And that's the start last light, because more fathers only finish before I start. Yeah.
is it easy enough doing like a marathon with a pram, or is it an aid? Is it something to lean on? I'm sort of wondering if it makes it a bit harder.
Well, it does. You get a lot of, like Great North Run, anybody that's done Great North Run, although it starts on motorway, and with pram, you've got to start it back, obviously. Because with your pram, you can't get it where anybody else, so you've got to start it back, like. So I'm asking man to go to start. And commentator usually said, he'd hear that mad fella from Sheffield, which is good, like. He said, we'll see that South Shields. Don't want to worry you, John. It's a bit more fella's nearly finished. You hear that? But that's another story. And it goes on for a couple of miles out motorway, and then it goes over Tyne Bridge. And that's when I get held up a lot, because Hawkins want an I-5, they all want a 4-2. It's marvellous. There's only people, another lot I can only just begin to understand what they're saying, but I've learned a few things way on, man, and all that lot. I can learn that bit, like, but they are absolutely marvellous people.
That's great stuff, John. And, when you went up there, you mentioned there seeing sort of grown men cry and what have you. Have you been sort of overwhelmed since the news broke? It's been sort of a whirlwind couple of weeks for you, hasn't it?
I've been absolutely inundated with people that's I don't know. I mean, the Scottish lads at Glasgow, I can't believe just the true range of supporters. I mean, I'm going back to what they were. They're just an odd 1%, maybe. I mean, we've got them in every city. You know, well, they're passionate about football and they're passionate about what they do. That they get together with this to help Macmillan raise that money, and I'm trying to raise £1 million for them. At the moment, the Macmillan are standing about between £500,000 and £750,000, which is pretty good going on your own, really. Because they're shoving one penny. It's one penny more than they had there for.
Yep.
So you look at it like that, it works. Any other way, it don't work like that. But you look at it like that, and those pennies make a lot of difference. Mm. I see kids chucking pennies away. I said, no, don't do that. Don't do that, kid. Save it. Why, it's not worth no. I said, it is worth someone. It's worth someone to a lot of people. The more pennies we get in that bucket, the more pennies we're going to hold. Yeah, marvellous. Marvellous.
It's a good heartwarming story.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I'm getting tweets for guys that met John on Saturday. Says they chucked in what they could. They wish they could chuck in maybe a bit more. So, yeah, it's a good story.
Yeah, it's a fantastic story, John. We'll tweet out a link to your, I think you've got a Just Giving page and a few other fundraising pages, I would imagine. So what we'll do is we'll tweet out a link to that. Just talk a bit of football, John. Sheffield Wednesday, not the greatest start to the season.
I don't know what's the matter with me on the Wednesday. I'm passionate about Wednesday and United, so let's get it right. We are, we're all passionate about football. I love football like anybody else, like, you know what I mean? But Wednesday's not had a good start. United, they had a good start, but they were a bit in trouble the other day. I'm sorry to hear about it. Anthony played it up in Glasgow, and I heard a bit about it coming back from Glasgow, because we picked Radio Teesside up. and it scratched corner. And we heard the last bit, what was happening. But there shouldn't be any trouble. It's any football match. It's a game. We're all 7-1. It's a game. They make wrong decisions. They make wrong decisions, but you've got to accept that. But a bit of banter, that's all it's been. Violence now. I don't agree with any of that. No, I can't. No, yeah. That's not right.
Too right, too right. John, listen, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Good luck with the rest of your fundraising. And let's very, very shortly, I would imagine, we'll talk to you when you hit your 1,000 races. Mm. Won't be long, John.
I'm sure you will, because, as I said, I think it's either going to be one of my great friends. I mean, you know I'm up in Leeds. I built Leeds, Jane's race, Jane Tomlinson, she was a great friend of mine, Mike Tomlinson. I do all his races. And I can't. I'm trying to put it into where it's going to be. What it's going to be? The 1,000th race is going to be at Sheffield, or it's going to be at Leeds, or it's going to be at York. I don't know.
Well, make it Leeds and then pop in.
As long as it's Yorkshire, that's the main thing, John. That's the main thing, John. Thanks for your time, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
You're very, very welcome. As I say, when we hit the how much we've got all together, get our fundraising manager Rob Turner to ring, which you'll know his number, and he'll put you in the right on that. Anyway,
great stuff.
Okay.